Welcome to Utah Public Radio's Eating the Past and Other Tasty Morsels, a show that explores all things food.
Your hosts are Jeannie Sir, Jamie Sanders, and Tammy Proctor, all from the History Department at Utah State University.
Today, we are pleased to welcome Amrita Gupta, a friend of the USU History Department and a River Heights resident. She is joined by her two sons, Chaitanya and Puru.
Hi.
Hi.
Amrita, who was born in Kenya and has roots in the Gujarati foodways of South Asia, will be speaking with us about the holiday of Diwali and a less well-known festival celebrated just after Diwali, Anakut. Amrita, could you explain the holidays of Diwali and the Anakut briefly and when they fall in the calendar?
Thank you, Jeannie and Tammy, for inviting me here today. Diwali and Anakut are a two-day festival celebrating the harvest season. The festivals provide an opportunity to express our gratitude to God and Mother Earth. These festivals are celebrated in the beginning of November, which marks the end of the four-month monsoon season in India. Diwali falls on the new moon night, so the night is very dark because of no moonlight. It is a festival of lights, and people celebrate by decorating their homes with homemade candles. Diwali celebrates the victory of light over darkness, or good over evil. Anakut, or the harvest celebration, falls the day after.
For 2021, Diwali will be celebrated on November 4th and Anakut on November 5th. Amrita, our listeners may not be all that familiar with Hindu holidays or with the varieties of celebration that people living in South Asian households around the world might incorporate. How do Kenyans celebrate these holidays, and how might it be different for families from different parts of South Asia?
So let me begin by saying that the word Anakut literally means a mountain of food that is offered to Krishna. Since this is a harvest celebration, the food preparations will be different around the world depending on what is in season in that particular country. For example, Kenya is known for their selection of root vegetables, and one of the items that is unique to Kenyans is a dish called maru bhajia, which is traditionally an Indian potato snack with a Kenyan twist. The construction of the mountain is also done differently around the world. My sister, who runs a bakery, once made a hill only from cake, whereas my kids and I love making the hill with rice, broccoli trees, and cookies shaped like rocks. So it's really a lot of fun.
Amrita, that sounds delicious and fun. How do the foods associated with Anakut relate with the religious tradition? How is the food a part of the observance or celebration of the holiday?
Actually, it is not that the food is associated with the holiday, but rather it is the holiday. In Hinduism, our scriptures say that one aspect of God is that he is food. This is because we are sustained by food from our very birth till the end. We would have no existence without food. The entire process of preparing food, growing it in the farm, cooking, all the way to the table, is a very sacred process for us. In other words, we are very mindful of our consciousness when preparing or eating food.
Amrita, are there any particular recipes that you would recommend to our listeners?
I would definitely suggest making the Kenyan potato snack, maru bhajia. Another dish that comes to mind is a dessert called halwa. It is a fluffy semolina sweet that is always prepared on Diwali and Anakut. I will provide some links to the recipes for these two dishes.
Sincere thanks to Amrita for talking with us about her delicious food history. You can check out the recipes at the Eating the Past link at upr.org. Also, please join us next week for the Battle of the Crusts, Professors Mark Damon and Dan McInerney. They will talk about what makes the best pizza. Until next time, may the Festival of Lights be the harbinger of joy and prosperity.
Support for UPR's Eating the Past is made possible by USU Dining Services, always working to create an excellent college experience for students, faculty, and staff. Now 13 locations open around campus. More details at usu.edu/dining. And Rock Hill Creamery in Richmond, creating natural rind raw milk cheeses, including Dark or Snow Canyon Edam, named after two southern Utah canyons. Cheese with character, rockhillcheese.com.